extension 116.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Dmitri Trenin. You probably heard of Dmitri. Well, Dmitri is the Russian international affairs expert. He just released a letter. Putin has just revealed Russia's strategy for ending the Ukraine conflict. Vladimir Putin has a strategy, and the strategy is this. The course that one can trace with the naked eye is that of a long-term grinding engagement leading to Russian ultimate victory, Russia prevailing due to its greater resources, resilience, and willingness to make sacrifices that the West will not make. Russia, in the last year plus 4 months, I think it is, has for the most part depleted most of the stockpiles of munitions in the NATO countries. NATO countries are gearing up to replace the weapons that have been destroyed, but they're not going to gear up fast enough. Russia's industry, according to a supreme commander, I don't know why they call them supreme commanders, of the German army, his name is Alphonse Mayas. He assessed Russian resources, like the resources of the Russian army, are practically inexhaustible. Many underestimate the Russian armed forces. This cannot be done. Russian troops demonstrate good training. They have an impressive technical arsenal and combat-ready personnel. Then we'll jump to the NATO General Secretary, Jens Stoltenberg. This guy is a globalist. Our weapons and ammunition stocks are depleted and need to be replenished, not just in Germany, but in many countries across NATO. Then he declared, the NATO summit will not result in a formal invitation for Ukraine to join the alliance. Because if Ukraine joins the alliance, then the NATO nations, according to their alliances, the agreements, will be forced to aid Ukraine no matter what. No matter if it destroys their economies, if it continues to deplete their weapons arsenals, then the unelected individual, the imposter in the White House, he said this on Monday. He said, when I was out here, about 2 years ago, saying I worried about the Colorado River drying up, Everybody looked at me like I was crazy. They looked at me like when I said I worry about Putin using tactical nuclear weapons. It's real. And then he says, I'm going to say something outrageous. I think I know as much about American foreign policy as anybody living, including Dr. Kissinger. That's what I've done my whole life for the last 207 years. Boy, for the last 207 years. Now, he knows more about foreign policy than Henry Kissinger. This is today's whatdoesitmean.com. This was actually yesterday's article. Now, concerning Henry Kissinger, he said that Kissinger is the statesman that caused us to withdraw from the failing war in Vietnam, and it was failing. He knew he was working for the Rockefellers, and he knew he was giving advice to presidents. Johnson, he was there with kind of maybe not involved with John F. Kennedy, but he was very aware of the policies that the United States had to expand its conflict in Asia, in Vietnam. And then he gets the Nobel Peace Prize for getting us out, for ending that conflict, which he was a part of, I believe, in initially with the Rockefeller family for oil in the Gulf of Tonkin. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
The Rev here. Life can deal some crushing blows. Renew, refresh, and restore your spirit. Join us every Sunday as Pastor Keith reveals the joy of knowing God through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We gather at the Old Severance Town Hall at 10 o'clock, located at 4th Avenue and 1st Street in Severance, to hear God's inspiration. Come and be part of our family. We look forward to meeting you.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
So during the time that Kissinger was doing this diplomacy there in Vietnam, it was called triangular diplomacy. And the policy, the purpose behind it, was to exploit the ongoing rivalry between Russia and China as a means to strengthen American hegemony and diplomatic interest, a policy intended to keep Russia and China from ever joining together, but which Joe Biden, he destroyed this policy, which has been evidenced this past March, and actually it was March a year ago, in which Chinese President Xi Jinping, he said to President Putin after their historic summit, right now there are changes the likes of which we haven't seen for 100 years. We are the ones driving these changes together. President Putin replied, I agree. Joe Biden has destroyed a policy that prevented a nuclear war for over 50 years, and it caused Kissinger to respond. He wasn't happy. He's 100 years old, but he still has a pretty sharp mind. He didn't get any of the vaccinations. He was exempt. We are at the edge of the war with Russia and China on issues which we partly created, without any concept of how this is going to end or what it's supposed to lead to. You can't just now say we're going to split them off, turn them against each other. All you can do is not to accelerate the tension and to create options. And for that, you have to have some purpose. Kissinger, I believe it was in the 70s, warned the administrations in America, whatever you do, don't give Russia and China any, don't encourage them to work together. Well, in February last year, on the 4th, Russia and China did exactly what Henry Kissinger was warning the administrations against. Russia and China, they declared a new era of multipolarity. This is out of strategicculture.org. This is something has happened internationally in the global order. There was a global order, began after World War II. It was an American global order, an American hegemonic by design plan to oversee, to police the nations of the world. And into the late 60s, into the 70s, to make sure that we held that position, and we began to put a stranglehold on nations that would oppose our objectives, what we did is we put together a petrodollar control mechanism. Well, Russia and China, a year ago, February the 2nd, they declared an era of new multipolarity. February 4th, 2022, out of strategicculture.org. It may very well, that date may be well remembered in history textbooks as an important date in the shift of global politics. This is not being presented accurately. It's not presenting the importance of what happened. This agreement ended America's plan for world hegemony. It brought that plan to a halt. It stopped it. It was a barrier. And the governments of the world, they understand what happened when these two nations there at the Olympic Games, the Winter Games in Beijing, the same day is when this agreement was forged. And it was that day that Russia and China announced to the world, to the international community, that they had made a decision to end American world hegemony. It was Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin signed a series of important economic and political agreements, deepening the integration of the two Eurasian superpowers. Among these, a 30-year deal in which Russia will supply gas to China via a new pipeline. The energy transferred will be managed by state-owned companies. And in a sign of their mutual efforts to, quote, challenge the dominance of the United States dollar, they decided to settle the sales in euros, not dollars. This was a I guess you could say, America just got slapped in the face with a steel hand in a velvet glove, which is what Ronald Reagan used to say. A steel hand in a velvet glove. Following the Xi Putin reunion, the Chinese and Russian governments released a lengthy joint statement declaring a new era of multipolarity, proposing a new international political model that will leave behind the unipolar hegemonic order dominated by Washington. This is a international declaration of independence. That's the way I would view it. An international declaration of independence. International independence from empire. And Russia and China, from this point on, are going to be the nations that are going to govern international relations. And they have begun. And they are being successful. And the United States is fully aware that we're tangled, we're tied down in an election. And while we're handcuffed, hands behind our back, in a sense, Russia and China, they are putting distance between the petrodollar and America's world hegemony. A year and a half ago, when Russia, and this treaty, this agreement, was February 2nd, 2022. 22 days later, Russia, to put the stamp of approval and that to let America and the NATO nations know that they weren't bluffing, they moved into Ukraine. And they moved into Ukraine to get rid of the Nazi religion with the Nazi element that was a holdover from World War II, and to begin to break the power of the Nazi control mechanisms in the United States of America that are really, it's a religion of world supremacy via Aryan power to keep the nations in bondage eternally. Russia made a statement. They went into Ukraine to firstly get rid of the Nazi religion, Number two, to break the hold that America has in Europe and Eastern Europe, Central Europe, through the NATO agreements, and also to strain the Atlantic alliance between the United States and the Atlantic and the European nations. And it's being successful. And with China agreeing that they will work with Russia to destroy the New World Order, the One World Government, the Luciferian Illuminati occult order, they will work together to end it. Going on with the article. Again, strategicculture.org. China and Russia declare a new era of multipolarity. It clearly defined the contrasting ideological lines of the new Cold War. On one side is the United States and its NATO allies, which are defending a status quo based on unilateralism and interventionism, which is to say imperialism. On the other side, China and Russia and their allies, which now are numerous, which are building a new system rooted in multilateralism and sovereignty. This is major. This is really an international declaration of independence from the occult Luciferian Illuminati secret society powers in the West. The world is going through momentous changes, and humanity is entering a new era of rapid development and profound transformation, the joint statement declared. In this new era, a trend has emerged towards redistribution of power, not wealth, power in the world, the Eurasian powers wrote. See, with globalism, with the unipolar globalists, they want redistribution of wealth. They want their mechanism of control is the environmental agenda, a religion. And their pope is John Kerry. He's their high priest of this movement, along with another high priest, Klaus Schwab. The center of the power is no longer concentrated in the capitals of transatlantic Western colonialist powers. The East and the South have risen. This is true. The global South, South Africa, Brazil. Brazil is going to, you might say, cut, you know, like an icebreaker in the Arctic or in the Antarctica, these ships that break the ice for other ships. Well, this is what Brazil is doing in South America, and it's working. Argentina wants to be part of the multipolar world system. Venezuela, Honduras, Mexico, it's called BRICS Trading Partners. Beijing and Moscow could hardly have been any more straightforward in what they were proposing as an alternative. We're going to continue with the alternative when we get back. This is huge, like Donald Trump would say, huge. This is massive. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kid's awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kid's college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
It might be safer to be in a capsule in outer space than to be here on the surface of the Earth. I'm going to go on with the article. So, Beijing and Moscow could hardly have been any more straightforward in what they were proposing as an alternative. They condemned the practice of interference in the internal affairs of other states for geopolitical purposes, and instead called to establish a just multipolar system of international relations, using the word multipolar 4 times and multilateral 11 times more. Now, Henry Kissinger, he saw into the future. He knew that for Russia and China to work together would be the end of American world hegemony, would be the end of Cecil Rhodes and what he envisioned as a new world order, an Aryan order, an order by very powerful families and occult leaders internationally based in London and New York. China, all of the nations in the Southern Hemisphere are fully aware of this secret society, Pilgrim Society. All of the presidents of the nations and most of their cabinets and those in their administrations and people who know and want to know real history are aware of Pilgrim Society. It is the two secret societies that planned the Bolshevik Revolution, World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, war in Afghanistan, war in Iraq, the destruction of Russia during the Reagan administration through destroying the ruble, and through the Clinton administration by selling the industries of Russia off to the Wall Street criminals. And now they're trying to one more time destroy Russia again in Ukraine. Russia's going to be, a judgment will come on Russia, but it will come through a war in the Middle East. And it's a prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. I talk about this repeatedly. You just have to read those chapters. It's talking about Russia, Turkey, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, other nations in the old Soviet bloc who will come with Russia as an army together to invade a new area that Israel will acquire, the new real estate, present-day Jordan. Now I'm going to go on with this article. The historic Chinese-Russia statement was marked by its appeal for de-escalation and its insistence that NATO must stop expanding and abandon its its Cold War approaches to respect the sovereignty, security, and interests of other countries. The fact that the joint statement employed such language, it warned three times of U.S.-led blocks of Cold War mentality. It is obviously, or in an obvious acknowledgement by the Eurasian powers, that Washington is waging a second Cold War and that it seeks nothing less than the overthrow of the governments in Beijing and Moscow. This means that American CIA is involved, and British MI5 and MI6 and MI7 and MI8 and 9 and 10 and who knows how many MIs there are. Now, we look to some of our old friends, our old Judas Iscariots in the Reagan in the Trump administration. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made this goal clear. Now, see, remember, Pompeo in the Bush in the Trump administration is a globalist. He is a Pilgrim Society adept, trainee, ruled, controlled by Pilgrim Society, like Ron DeSantis. Pompeo made this goal clear in a 2020 speech at the Richard Nixon Library. We, quote, we, the freedom-loving nations of the world, must induce China to change. The former CIA director, securing our freedoms from the Chinese government, from the Chinese Communist Party, is the mission of our time. Then in 2021, there was a think tank, the Atlantic Council. It published the Longer Telegram, and modeled after the Long Telegram of the Cold War, George Kennan. The Longer Telegram stated that Chinese President Xi must be replaced and Beijing should be forced to conclude that it is in China's best interests to continue operating within the U.S.-led liberal international order than building a rival order. So they knew in 2021 already, CIA, American intelligence operatives in the dark, knew Russia and China were doing something that was going to change the political balance, the global balance, internationally. They knew it. This is why they're basically, their response to China is just operate within the U.S.-led liberal international order. Just operate in this coming occult Luciferian order. Don't try to leave. Don't build a rival order. Don't work with Russia. The BRICS nations, we know you're working with the other BRICS nations, India, South Africa, Brazil. Don't do this. But they wrote this policy. It is now documented. It is established. It is the new global order. There was one global order. Now there are two global orders. One of the two is going to go into the old saying, the trash can of history. It's already begun. That is the United States of America. American people aren't going to want to believe this. They're not going to want to accept it. But it's just the fact. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343. Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the revolution's here, and you know it's right.
The revolution is taking place, and whether we like it or not, it is taking place. So, the statement was released February 4th. was in a joint response calling for the establishment of a new kind of relationship between world powers on the basis of mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, mutually beneficial cooperation instead of conflict. So what this means is a world where American hegemony is not the rule. Now, there's a rules-based order, and I want to touch on this, what they call a rules-based order. And the rules-based order, oh my goodness, I don't have that article in front of me. Well, basically what it is after World War II, America became the nation that was going to basically oversee everything that would happen globally in Asia after Japan surrendered. They surrendered, but they didn't really get to surrender. They were forced to. They had already rescinded. They had already surrendered before Fukushima or before Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But we wanted to test the weapons, and we wanted to make a statement. America made a statement in World War II. And the statement was simply, when we use these two atom bombs in Japan, America was stating, we have the technology, the weaponry, but more importantly, we have the resolve to do whatever is necessary to protect our interests in the years to come, the decades, and they believe centuries to come. We had that resolve. We will do what is necessary. It is a rules-based order. We will decide what is best for the nations, for Europe, for Eurasia, China, Central Asia, Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, South America, the world, the moon, Mars, Jupiter, the sun, the Pleiades, Orion. We will decide what is best, and we will make sure that whatever we decide is best for our interests, we will, we have the way to enforce any policy that we have. That's rules-based. So what China and Russia did is they said there will no longer be a rules-based, whatever that means, international order. The rules-based international order has ended. And America has responded. Fortunately, I guess you could say for the Russia and China, for the BRICS network of nations, for all of the nations that are going to be part of this new multipolar world, a new global world, there will be a new global world. The unipolar world system is going into the landfill of history. It's going to. There's nothing America, the American people, the Christian people, no matter what you do to pray, America as a nation will go into the landfill of history. China and Russia have changed the international order. And they had made a statement that these two nations are now going to be the nations after 500 years that are going to govern international relations. And in this article that I'm reading, it is making this very point. The Joint Declaration requested de-escalation, reiterating the need for consolidation, not division of international community, of the international community. the need for cooperation, not confrontation. It emphasized that Beijing and Moscow are prepared to defend themselves. What kind of a statement is this to empire, to all of the nations that have ruled the world for 500 years, the nations of Europe? What kind of a statement is this that Beijing and Moscow are going to defend themselves? They're prepared. In other words, they know they have the edge now. And because they have this edge, they are willing to do whatever is necessary, just like we were willing to do whatever was necessary for a rules-based order. They're willing to do what is necessary to show the world the American rules-based order is over. And I'm not just coming from a geopolitical view. I'm coming from the view in the Bible. In the Bible, it does say that eventually there will be two great nations at the end of the world that will face off militarily. America with a K and China. We'll be back to finish out the program. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So, China and Russia are calling on the states, all the states, the nations of the world, to pursue well-being for all, and with these ends, to build dialogue and mutual trust, strengthen mutual understanding, champion such universal human values as peace, development, equality, justice, democracy, and freedom. Respect the rights of the peoples to independently determine the development paths of their countries and the sovereignty and the security and development interests of the states to protect the United Nations-driven international architecture and the international law-based world order. See, it was a rules-based world order, but here they put in a new term, an international law-based world order. This is very significant. From rules-based to law to international law-based world order. Seek genuine multipolarity with the United Nations and its Security Council, playing a central and coordinating role. promoting more democratic international relations and ensure peace, stability, and sustainable development across the world. Now, that word sustainable doesn't mean, as we understand sustainability, Klaus Schwab and John Kerry and these people in the New World Order of the West. Sustainable here doesn't include ruling the nations through geo-warfare, through chemtrails, through earthquakes, through created hurricanes, created tornadoes, hail the size of tennis balls. They're talking about truly working together as nations so that they will have the ability and the what is needed to work together to exist, because they know retaliation is coming. I'm telling you, they know that the rule-based, this system directed by this country, these nations know America is vindictive. It has a spirit of vindictiveness. We are drunk and have been made drunk with power. And I promise you, these people that rule the world via the unipolar world systems in Pilgrim Society, London, and New York, they are drunk with power. They will not, they're vindictive, and these nations know that they have a short period of time to consolidate, to unite, to be in an agreement, because they know what's coming. You cannot mess with empire. You can't. Empire is empire. We saw what happened in Nagasaki. We saw what happened at Pearl Harbor. We saw what happened at Pearl Harbor and Nagasaki and Hiroshima and Pearl Harbor. Kissinger, I remember reading a book. He knew we'd broken the codes 2 weeks minimum, 2 weeks before that attack. They knew there was no need for the war in Vietnam. But the Rockefellers wanted to develop the fields, the oil fields in the Gulf of Tonkin. That all of these hidden truths are coming out. These multipolar nations, I'm going to tell you, they know they're going to have to prepare for the great attack that is going to come upon them economically and even militarily. This country, we are vindictive. We have ruled the world since 1800s. We're not going to give up that power. The rulers of the world are not going to go away quietly. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. And we'll have a visit tomorrow, and we'll see and talk about the rest of the story.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.